This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you want to buy a military or a commercial jet engine, one of the relatively few purveyors of same is GE Aviation. At the moment, a subsidiary of the original American conglomerate, GE, soon to be a standalone company, as we told you when General Electric announced it's breaking itself up early last month. Anyway, I told you that so I could tell you this. At about the same time that GE was making its announcements, a federal jury convicted a Chinese intelligence officer of attempting to commit economic espionage and theft of trade secrets. Which trade secrets, you ask? GE's jet engine technology, of course, so that he could then hand it over to a Chinese company that Beijing wants to build into a competitor to Airbus and Boeing. As Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, this is just one part of what American intelligence officials say is a larger effort by the Chinese.
Mark Widmer spends a lot of time thinking about cybersecurity.
We're constantly being attacked.
Widmer is the CEO of First Solar, one of the few American solar manufacturers to survive competition from China's at one point highly subsidized solar industry. First Solar uses a unique technology to generate solar energy, and Widmer knows Chinese companies want it.
I've been approached by Chinese associates requesting us to manufacture in China, and they've highlighted benefits they would be willing to provide.
Subsidies, free buildings, low-cost loans, he's refused.
Because we don't want to expose our technology to the potential risk.
Risk of theft. And it's not simply rival companies he has to worry about.
So it's most certainly guided by the Chinese government.
Michael Orlando is acting director of the National Counterintelligence and Security Center, a government agency that focuses on threats from foreign powers.
The Chinese government is using all instruments of national power, from espionage to legal acquisitions in joint ventures, to acquire specific technologies so they can be the world leaders in those technologies.
China's government has a number of development plans focused on technologies it wants China to dominate. Intelligence experts say by any means necessary.
China really looks at the development of science and technology as zero sum. That's really the driver behind a lot of the activities that we see.
Anna Puglisi is director of biotech programs and a senior fellow at Georgetown Center for Security and Emerging Technology. U.S. prosecutors have accused Chinese spies and hackers working with the government of stealing trade secrets from a long list of foreign targets. Solar and steel companies, makers of computer chips and airplanes, labs doing COVID research, healthcare companies, universities. It goes on and on.
If you work in an industry that's one of the priority industries that the Chinese government has set out in one of their forward-looking plans, you have a target on your back.
Roy Kamphausen is president of the National Bureau of Asian Research and executive director of the Commission on the Theft of American Intellectual Property. He says when it comes to sensitive technologies, the relationship between Chinese firms and their government is different than it is in economies like the U.S., Korea, Japan, or Europe. They can ask China's intelligence services for help.
Can you imagine, though, if a major American company would say to the U.S. government, you know, we're entering into negotiations with a potential partner in XYZ country. Can the CIA help answer these questions about how that company operates, about its trade secrets? I mean, even as you say those words, it just sounds ridiculous, right? But it's a very real thing that's happening.
Cyber attacks in particular have been evolving.
Well, it's massive. So we'll start with that.
Adam Myers is Senior VP of Intelligence at CrowdStrike, a cybersecurity firm. He's tracked cyber attacks linked to the People's Liberation Army and the Ministry of State Security and Public Safety, as well as regional intelligence services. Myers says these attacks are becoming more sophisticated. They're going after cloud services and telecom companies, for example.
To enable, you know, going after other targets that might be using those telecoms.
The targets, he says, map closely to the industries in which China's government has said it wants to dominate. China's embassy did not respond to a request for comment for this story, but in other instances, Chinese officials have called allegations of state-sponsored industrial espionage fabrications. Georgetown's Anna Puglisi says ultimately, for China's government, economic security and national security are one and the same.
Our system isn't set up to counter these actions of a nation state.
And that has a cost. The IP Commission tried to estimate it, the cost of hacking, theft of intellectual property, knockoff products all generally.
It is as large as $600 billion a year.
He says trade secret theft in particular has cost the U.S. and other OECD countries 1 to 3% of GDP, with China inflicting an estimated 60 to 80% of the damage. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.